5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello, it's January the 17th, it's show 998. I'm Math, and over there in Prestide is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
What was the show number again?
998.
Oh my God, two to go. That's it, it's all over.
Wow, so that's all done. Wrapping up.
Yeah. That's it. And over there in Canada, it's the always awesome tea.
Hello.
Did you forget?
No, I was looking for the Snug Radio Production copyright 2030 jingle. I'm taking it off.
Damn it.
As discussed last week, Beth is moving house. And as we've not managed to get in contact with her at all, one assumes it's going well.
I hope so.
Just us. Short just show. Us. Cute. Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Me and I will get chatting and just go on forever.
It's always longer when it's just the three of us.
Yep.
For some bizarre reason. Yep.
Okay. Well,
where'd that come from?
What?
Did I hear that's what she said, but in my voice?
No, it was my voice, and I just said it with my mouth.
Wow.
Oh my God, it sounded...
Oh dear.
Difference.
You sound like a Canadian bird.
That's it. Okay, so what have we been doing this week? I think some of us might have some news.
Hmm.
My mum and dad have got anything to go by.
Say no, be me,
or
then.
I do.
That'll be me. Yes, I had an interview this week.
Oh, for a job.
For
Hope
a job.
Not somewhere where you'd be selling your soul.
Yep, literally selling my soul.
As well as caravans.
Oh, caravans again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try and win the lottery soon.
I understand that, you know, you do what you have to when you're out of work and you've got no money.
Yeah, it's...
what you have to.
The timing of Nettie losing a job was not particularly good.
No.
Especially leading up to Christmas. And then my contract ended on the promo van. Was like, oh, it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
And then not working at the beach club on a Friday. It's like, oh, shit.
Incrementally stripping you out.
So we're probably like, let's let me work this out now. Probably about £3,500 a month down.
Right.
Which is like, whoa, that's a big...
I mean, it's a good job that you paid your mortgage off, isn't it? Because that would have been going up about now.
Oh, yeah, we'd have been knackered. We'd have been absolutely knackered. So, yeah, I'm thankful that we were able to do that. But, yeah, I got a phone call from one of the directors last week asking what my plans were for the future. And I said, well, I'm kind of looking forward to March time when... maybe do some more promo work because I really, really enjoyed it. And he said, yeah, we're not sure what we're doing with the promo van this year, but would you be interested in coming and having a chat? Or might I have something else for you to have a think about? I said, okay.
Okay.
So I went down for a chat with I thought it was going to be just turn up, have a chat.
Yeah.
Show me the park that he had in mind for me, which is at Point of Air at Tanacra.
Oh, right. So not Lido then.
No. And I just thought he's going to show me around, show me the park, and then let me decide if it's something I want to look at doing more seriously. I get there, and then there's two directors and Vary.
Oh!
Oh!
Hello.
Not a little chat at all.
Right.
But quite the interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I felt the interview went really well. The thing is, I really enjoyed the promo van last year. You know, I did have an awful lot of freedom. There was no pressure on me.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I think I was making TikTok videos, and I was really getting into caravans again,
Yeah.
and loving talking about them, and loving the lifestyle, and all that kind of stuff. So
Right.
I feel that I could probably do it again if I can just put my
Don't
own.
think that there's any question that you can do it.
No,
But do
I've just got
you
to put my own
want to
little
do it?
foibles to one side, haven't I?
I
And
mean,
despite whether I'm in the industry or not, people are still buying caravans.
yes,
It's as
they
simple as
are.
that.
And
They'll
last
always
time,
buy caravans.
it got you out of debt.
Yeah, absolutely. Massively.
So,
Massively.
is it worth doing a year of it, putting a load of money away, and then seeing how you go?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to do it for the next, till I retire, do I?
No.
It's an option just to get us back on an even keel. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's for you, it's a good way of making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Touch wood, I hope I've not jinxed you. But yeah.
Well, yeah, there is some really good money to be made. And also, on Lido, I made an awful lot of friends with the owners that I had there. And a lot of them did turn into Utility Warehouse customers as well. Because they own a caravan, they also own homes.
Yeah, double
And
bonus.
if I could get somebody to part with £50,000 for a caravan, I'm pretty sure I can get into a conversation where I can actually give them a little bit of money back.
Yeah.
So,
Here, I've screwed you on your caravan, but
yeah,
I
but
can
however,
stay.
every cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah.
So I'm quite excited. I went for a sales conference on Monday with the sales managers and the admin team, and it was quite, yeah. The direction of the company is an awful lot different to what it was years ago. There's a
Right.
lot more structure. There
Okay.
is a it's becoming more of a, I'm not going to say a corporate juggernaut, but that they're bringing in a lot of people, a lot of really good people who can drive the industry in the way it's supposed to go. Policies, procedures,
Right.
terms, do's and don'ts.
A lot less cocaine.
There probably will still be cocaine.
Oh, okay.
But it seems to be there's a lot more things being put into place to make it more ethical and less chance of any comeback, more honesty, more transparency,
Right.
which I kind of, okay, I get that, I understand that, it's what the
Yeah.
industry needs, and if they're happy to go in that direction and it works, brilliant, then I'll throw my hat in the ring and say, yeah, let's do it.
Right. Okay.
So
Cool.
yeah, I'm quite excited. Start properly on. I'm going to go down to the park on Friday just to have a chat, just have a look round, and then I start properly on Monday. And
Okay. So that answers one of the most important questions is what would you be doing during the day on Saturday?
I'm free Saturday.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So you're here,
Now,
aren't
do
you?
you get
So
paid and as well as commission, or do you just get
yeah,
commission?
it's the basic is £25,000 a year.
Okay.
And then commission on every caravan sale. Now they do
Right.
advertise that the on target earnings are about £75,000, which is pretty spectacular if you can hit that. My
Right.
first, my I was looking back at my
Nice.
P6 in my first full year, so I started in the July, so from the following April, the 6th of April to the 5th of April the following year. So I'd only been in the business August, September, October, November, December, January, February, probably 8 months. So my first full year, my P60 said that I earned £52,000,
Wow.
which I was quite. I thought that's quite good, really. And no
Yeah.
real experience. Some of these
Yeah, that's
people have been in the
great.
industry for an awful lot longer. And if I can do that again, brilliant. There's an opportunity to say, well, Nettie, actually. No pressure on you, get a job. I can fund everything. Put your feet up, get yourself back to your full strength and wellness, and yeah.
Yeah, don't put your feet up.
Well, yeah, do still do stuff around the house. Make sure I've got a hot meal when I come home and run a bath and
That's
stuff
it.
like that.
And
And
rub my feet and all
press my
that stuff. Yeah.
socks. Yeah, yeah,
Feet.
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Feet. Feet.
So then it is. Obviously, the downside is I don't get to spend Monday or Friday with your dad anymore.
No. No, but I'm sure that's fine for you.
I was quite enjoying it. Because the thing is, obviously you know him. And I know him, but I don't have the same relationship, the same history that you have.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking to him, everything he says is like, it's believable.
Yeah.
I don't see what Math's problem is with you. You know, it's just, I don't say that, but in my head I'm like, God, I think the family are ganging up on him. He's, you know, he's compos mentis. He knows what he's talking about. We have proper conversations. Until the other day.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, no, he was telling me about playing football. And he said at the time that they turned up and they got them all on a coach, about 30 of them on a coach. They drove them down south somewhere, possibly Essex. He's at a lovely stadium, lovely changing room. There was even a barber in this changing room asking anybody if they wanted a haircut. We played a game of football. We lost the match. I didn't win. And they fed us. And then we got ferried back on a coach back up home. And I thought, I was exhausted. I thought, God, I'm not doing this for 40 quid a week. I thought, oh, blimey, gosh. How long ago was that then? Just before my operation. What operation is that then? Me heart on. About October. Last year. Okay then. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing that one again.
So you've heard that story as well, have you?
No, well, variations of it. Not that one. That's different.
But he sounds convinced, and I was saying, you know... What did everybody think about this?